Okay. You know, last week we talked about the power of prophecy.
Yes.
And its foundation place in the assembly, locally, and all around the world. There are other gifts. And the other gift is teachers. And we need to understand something about teachers, really. It's very easy to get the wrong idea because of what we see around. Every religious group we see basically is led by teachers, and they divide by teachers. People get fed up with one teacher, they go to another. So the situation in the world is not like it should be, and the way it will be amongst the disciples. So just want to look at that. It's
በዓለማችን ላይ ብዙ አስተማሪዎች አሉ፣ የተለያዩ የእምነት ድርጅቶች እንዳሉ ሁሉ የተለያዩ አስተማሪዎች አሉና እኛ ግን እውነተኛውን አስተማሪ መለየት አለብን።
Psalm 23, we all know it says, the Lord is my shepherd.
መዝሙረ ዳዊት 3 ላይ እግዚአብሔር እረኛዬ ነው ይላል።
And Jesus is our shepherd, isn't he? He is our shepherd.
ኢየሱስ እረኛችን ነው።
Okay, Matthew 11, verse
27.
And it's Jesus Christ speaking to his disciples. The word disciple just means pupil.
Follower.
Yes, or no, it really means somebody who learns.
Yeah.
Mathetes, it means somebody who learns. They don't just follow.
They listen and learn.
Yes.
It's not just physically following.
No, it's not just being there. No, it's learning. Yes. You go somewhere to learn. So being there makes you a student, but learning is something you choose to do.
Chapter
11. The end of it, verse 27. So, 27, yes.
Atiot, የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል አልጨረስንም, okay?
I hear it. So, verse 27.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if we're disciples or learners, we need a teacher, otherwise we're not going to learn. And if you're a teacher, you need disciples or students, otherwise you're not ever going to teach. Yeah. So they go together.
አስተማሪ ሲኖር ተማሪዎችም ተከታዮችም ሊኖሩ ይገባልና ሁለቱ አንድ ላይ ነው የሚሄደው።
Same with a shepherd and sheep. You can't be a shepherd unless you have sheep. And if you're a sheep, you need a shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd and Jesus is our teacher. Okay, verse 27. Everything is delivered to me by my Father, or the Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows or has knowledge of any man the Father except the Son, and whoever the Son will reveal or teach or show him. Then he says, come to me, all you that are laboring and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's the word mathetes, which is disciple. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls.
Amen.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
ሁሉ ከአባቴ ዘንድ ተሰጥቶኛልና ከአብ በቀር ወልድን የሚያውቅ የለም ከወልድም በቀር ወልድንም ሊገልጥ ከሚወድ በቀር አብን የሚያውቅ የለም። እናንተ ደካሞች ሸክማችሁ የከበዳችሁ ሁሉ ወደ እኔ ኑ፣ እኔም አሳርፋችኋለሁ። ቀንበሬ በላያችሁ ተሸከሙ፣ ከእኔም ተማሩ፣ እኔም የዋህ በልቤም ትሑት ነኝና ለነፍሳችሁ ረፍትን ታገኛላችሁ። ቀንበሬ ለዚህ ሸክሜ ቀሊል ነውና።
So Jesus clearly saying that he's the teacher and we should go to him to learn. And that is the beginning. If we do not start there, we'll get into trouble following human teachers. So if we go to John's Gospel, chapter 10. Here Jesus is talking about him being the shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 14. John chapter 10, verse 14. This is going to be good for Joseph's Amharic.
And then.
Okay, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by them. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have which are not from this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one fold and one shepherd.
መልካም እረኛ እኔ ነኝ አብም እንደሚያውቅ እኔ አብ እኔም አብን እንደማውቀው የራሴን በጎች አውቃለሁ የራሴንም በጎች ያውቁኛል ነፍሴንም ስለበጎቼ አኖራለሁ ከዚህም በረት የሌሉኝ ላመጣ ይገባኛልና ድምጼንም ይሰማሉ
And then if we go on to verse 27, same chapter. Okay, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anybody pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
እኔ መሰከረ እናንተ ግን እንደነገራችኋቸው ከበጎቼ ስላልሆናችሁ አታውቁኝ ምንም በጎቼ ድምጼን ይሰማሉ እኔም አውቃቸዋለሁ ይከተሉኝማል እኔም የዘላለም ሕይወት እሰጣቸዋለሁ ለዘላለምም አይጠፉም ከእጄም ማንም አይነጥቃቸውም የሰጠኝ አባቴ ከሁሉ ይበልጣል ከአባቴም እጅ ሊነጥቃቸው ማንም አይችልም እኔና አብ
This was easy for the disciples to understand then because they had a physical Jesus who was standing in front of them who they could hear and they could when he moved they could follow him But Jesus is not physically here now. So he tells them disciples what's going to happen, and that's in John 16. Chapter 16. Verse 7. 3 by 7 9 John 16 from verse 7 to verse 15. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples just before he gets crucified. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's good for you I go away, for I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father, and you will not see me anymore. A judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you can't hear them at the moment. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself or from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that will he speak. And he will show you things to come. And he will glorify me, for he will receive of my words and shall show them to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show them to you. That's from verse 7.
በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም አነባለሁ እኔ ግን እውነት እነግራችኋለሁ እኔ እንድሄድ ይሻላችኋል እኔ ባልሄድ አጽናኙ ወደ እናንተ አይመጣምና እኔ አብን እኔ ብሄድ ግን እርሱን እልካለሁ እርሱም መጥቶ ስለ ኃጢአት ስለ ጽድቅም ስለ ፍርድም ዓለምንም ይወቅሳል ስለ ኃጢአትም በእኔ ስለሚያምኑ ነው ስለ ጽድቅ ስለ ጽድቅም ወደ አብ ስለሚሄድ ከዚህ በኋላ ስለማታዩ ነው ስለ ፍርድም የዚህ ዓለም ገዢ ስለ ተፈረደበት ነው የምነግራችሁ ገና ብዙ አለኝ ነገር ግን አሁን ልትሸከሙ አትችሉ ግን እርሱ የእውነት መንፈስ በመጣ ጊዜ ወደ እውነት ሁሉ ይመራችኋል የሚሰማውን ሁሉ ይናገራል እንጂ ከራሱ አይናገርምና የሚመጣውንም ይነግራችኋል እርሱም ያከብረኛል ለእኔ ከላከኝ ወስዶ ይነግራችኋልና ለአብ ያለው ሁሉ የእኔ ነው ስለዚህ ለእኔ ካለኝ ወስዶ ይነግራችኋል አልፉ ጥቂት ጊዜ አለ አታዩኝም ደግሞ ጥቂት ጊዜ አለ ታዩኛላችሁ እኔ ወደ አብ ሄዳለሁና ከደቀ መዛሙርቱም አንዳንዶቹ ስበርሳቸው ጥቂት ጊዜ አለ ይላል
Shouldn't have been any surprise to the disciples because the prophecy in Ezekiel and Jeremiah says that the new covenant that God will make will be one where he will write his laws on the hearts of his people and remember their sins and all. And he said they will no more teach every man his brother know the Lord, but they will all know me, he says. I have revelation of me from the youngest to the oldest. And so this is the new covenant. It's direct teaching by the Holy Spirit.
I want you to finish to go to the toilet.
Okay.
የእውነት በመንፈስ የእውነት መንፈስ በመጣ ጊዜ እርሱ ያስተምራችኋል ይላል አንዱም ከሌላው አይማርም የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ራሱ እሱ ያስተምረናል
So if we look in Ephesians chapter 4 Chapter 4 from verse 11 to 16 Would you like to read that first? Take a smile, just find it. Thought it was a way.
እርሱም አንዳንዶቹን ሐዋርያት ሌሎቹንም ነቢያት ሌሎቹንም ወንጌልን ሰባኪዎች ሌሎቹንም እረኞችና አስተማሪዎች እንዲሆኑ ሰጠ ሁላችሁ
የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ በማመንና በማወቅ ወደሚገኝ አንድነት ሁሉ አንድነት ሙሉ ሰውም ወደ መሆን የክርስቶስን ሙላት ወደሚሆነው ወደ ሙላቱ ልክ እስክንደርስ ድረስ ቅዱስ ቅዱሳን አገልግሎትን ለመስራትና ለክርስቶስ አካል ህንጻ ፍጹማን ይሆኑ ዘንድ እንደ ስህተት ሽንገላ ባለ ተንኮል በሰዎችም ማታለል ምክንያት በትምህርት ንፋሳት ሁሉ እየተገፋችሁ እየተፍገመገማችሁ ወዲያና ወዲህ እየተንሳፈፍን ህፃናት መሆን ወደፊት አይገባንም። ነገር ግን እውነትን በፍቅር እየያዝን በነገር ሁሉ ወደ እርሱ ራስ ወደሚሆነው ወደ ክርስቶስ እንደግ። ከእርሱም የተነሳ አካል ሁሉ እያንዳንዱ ክፍል በልክ እንደሚሰራ በተሰጠን በጅማት ሁሉ እየተጋጠምንና እየተያያዝን ራሱን በፍቅር ለማነጽ
And so that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 16. So, first of all, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will just be following men. So we need the teaching of the Spirit, who is the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, then we can hear from Him. And we can be taught by him. But Christ doesn't just do it that way. He also has the church, the assembly of all his people, who is his body. He is the head, and he has a body. And in the body, he has placed representatives of all his gifts.
Joseph.
Sit down, Joseph. Can you listen?
So we have to receive the Holy Spirit to be disciples of Jesus.
Amen.
Or else we can't hear him.
Amen.
Because he says, I will send the Spirit. And he'll take my words and he'll reveal them to you.
Amen.
So that is the first. That's why all the way through the New Testament, those who believe the gospel, they were straight away baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Or in Samaria when the apostles came.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can be taught of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing. But he also has his assembly. And in the assembly, because he knows we're not all in a good state spiritually all the time, he has given gifts
mm-hmm.
to be, if you like, Christ to one another.
ፈልቆ የተናገረው ነገር እኛ ራሳችንን መገዛትን በመሰለን እየመሰለን በሄድን ቁጥር የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ራሱ ይገዛናል ወደ እርሱ ያቀርበናል እሱን እየመሰለን ነው የምንኖረውና እኛ ራሳችን አስተማሪ አያስፈልገንም አስተማሪያችን እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ነው
Okay, so Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and evangelists and shepherds, stroke teachers, or shepherds and teachers. The Greek sense is that the shepherds and the teachers are the same people, just as Christ is shepherd and teacher. For the perfecting or making complete of the holy ones, the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we don't anymore be children tossed about and carried around with every wind of teaching by the slight or craftiness of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body correctly joined together and made one by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body to the building up of itself in love. So we have our direct relationship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit teaching us, shepherding us, leading us. But he is also given in the assembly representatives of all that Christ is. He is the head, and he's given apostles first, prophets second, because they are the most, they are the foundation of any assembly, because they speak the words by the Spirit that we need to hear. So like this chapter explains, the whole point of Christ giving teachers, shepherds, is for the building up of the body of Christ, so that we might know the love of Christ. So it's not so that we might know the teachers. It's not so you might know the shepherds, but so that we might know Christ. And we have another mirror of this in 1 Corinthians verse 12. If we remember that Ephesians is writing about the eternal and universal assembly, and 1 Corinthians is written to one local assembly. Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 27. This chapter is about the local assembly being the body of Christ in that city.
በዚህ ምራፍ ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የሚነግረን ባንድ አካባቢ የምትኖር ባንድ አንድ አቅያ የእግዚአብሔር ምሳሌ እንደሆነች
የሚነግረን 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, you locally, and members in particular. Each one of you is a particular member of the body of Christ. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Here he uses the word first. In Ephesians he doesn't. First, apostles. And secondly, prophets. Then thirdly, teachers. So they have a definite order, a priority. Then after that, miracles and gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues.
በኢየሱስ ስም አነባለሁ እናንተ የክርስቶስ አካል ናችሁ እያንዳንዳችሁ ብልቶች ናችሁ እግዚአብሔር ቤተክርስቲያንን አንዳንዶቹን አስተማሪዎች አንዳንዶቹን እግዚአብሔር ቤተክርስቲያንን አንዳንዶቹን አስቀድሞ ሐዋርያት ሁለተኛም ነቢያት ሶስተኛም አስተማሪዎች ቀጥሎም ታምራትን ማድረግን ቀጥሎም የመንፈስ ስጦታን እርዳታን አገዛዝን የልዩ ልዩ አይነት ልሳናትን አድርጓልና ሁሉ በሐዋርያትና ሁሉም ሐዋርያት ናቸውን ሁሉስ ነቢያት ናቸውን ሁሉስ አስተማሪዎች ናቸውን ሁሉስ ተአምራትን ይሰራሉን ሁሉስ የመንፈስ ስጦታን አላቸውን ሁሉስ በልሳኖች ይናገራሉን ሁሉስ ይተረጉማሉን ነገር ግን የሚበልጠውን የጸጋን ስጦታ በብርቱ ፈልጉ ደግሞም ከሁሉ የሚበልጥ መንገድ አሳያችኋለሁ
So this is the way it tends to be in the church, but very soon it tends not to be.
ሰምተሻል አለ ይሄኛው የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የሚለው የሚለው እንደ እግዚአብሔር ቃል ሆነን መገኘት እንጂ በምን ሰማው ነገር ብቻ አይደለም ሆነን ነው መገኘት ያለብን እንደ ቃል
If the members of the church are full of the Holy Spirit, then they're not looking to men, they're looking to Jesus.
Can you explain the last sentence that you said? You mean they're not looking to men, but they're looking to Jesus. I have something formed into my head, but I need further explanation in order to see if I'm right or not.
But we can't see Jesus. And when we get up in the morning, we don't automatically live in the Holy Spirit. We have to focus, pray, and seek to be filled with the Spirit every day. But we can't see one another. And if we're not in the Spirit, we will listen to one another rather than listen to one another through the filter of the Holy Spirit. Can you understand through the filter?
Yeah.
And this is what happened in the church in Corinth. They started off very well. Paul went, Apollos was there, they heard the gospel, they were washed in the name of Jesus for the sins to be forgiven, and they received the Holy Ghost.
ጳውሎስም ነበር አጵሎስም ነበር በዛ ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ በነበረ ጊዜ በዛ በነሱ አንድ በአንድ መንፈስ በመሆን ውስጥ ነው የእግዚአብሔርን መንፈስ ያወረደላቸው እግዚአብሔርንም ያመልኩ ነበር
And they had visits from as I say Paul from Apollos and from Peter but Peter and Paul and Apollos didn't live there
አጵሎስም ጴጥሮስም በዛ ቦታ አልተቀመጠም ግን የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ከነሱ ጋር ነበር
And years later because they weren't walking in the spirit they
ካመት በኋላ እነሱ ግን ከአካባቢው ርቀው ነበር
They remembered what Peter had said what Paul had said what Apollos had said and they made divisions depending on whose teaching they liked the best
ከዛ በኋላ ካመት በኋላ እነሱ ከተለዩአቸው በኋላ ያስተማራቸውን ትምህርት አስበው በማከላቸው መከፋፈል ተገኘ ማንንም በደንብ ያስተማር ማንን አስተማር የሚለው የወገን ልዩነት መጣ የሚለው
Whenever we see an assembly that is not full of the Holy Spirit we will see division
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ከሌለ መከፋፈል ይኖራል
Some will say well I follow I could use names this brother's teaching and others will say I'm not so crazy about that I like this brother's teaching
የስጋ መከፋፈል ሲኖር የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ሳይኖር ይሄ አስተማሪ ጥሩ ነው ብሎ ያን አንዱ መከተል ይመጣል አንዱ ደግሞ ሌላውን መከተል ይመጣል በስጋ
So Paul is writing to them about this in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians verse 10
ይሄንን ነው የጻፈው ጳውሎስ ይሄንን ነው የጻፈልን በአንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ ምዕራፍ 1
chapter 1 chapter 1 verse 10 1 Corinthians It's after Romans.
You said?
Chapter 1, 1 Corinthians. Yes.
Corinthians chapter 1.
Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's the 2 Corinthians.
That's
the 1
Corinthians.
Oh.
Problem, English.
I know, yeah.
Okay. And his main reason for writing to them is because they were not following the teaching of the Holy Spirit. They were following their ideas of men's teaching.
እነሱ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ሳይሆን የተከተሉት የሰዎችን እውቀት ነው የተከተሉት በሰው እውቀት ነው
አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ ምዕራፍ 1 ከስንት ይደርሳል
From verse 10. And only to verse, 31. Now I beseech you or beg you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, and that you be completely joined together in the one mind and in the same judgment. For it's been declared to me by, of you, my brothers, by them who are of the house of Chloe, who obviously have been in Corinth, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I'm of Paul, and another will say, I am of Apollos, and another will say, I am of Cephas, that's Peter, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God I baptized none of you but Christus and Gaius, lest anybody should say that I baptized in my own name. And I also happen to baptize the household of Stephanus. Besides, I don't know if I baptized anybody else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that are dying foolishness, but to those of us who are saved, it's the power of God. For it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where's the wise? Where is the scribe? The one who knows letters. Where is the disputer of this world? Hasn't God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom did not know God. To please God by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. For the Jews want a sign, or a miracle, and the Greeks, they seek after wisdom, or logic. For we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brothers, thou that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish of this world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak of this world to confound the things which are mighty, and the low things of the world, and things which are despised as God chosen, yes, things which are nothing, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. From verse 10.
ነገር ግን ወንድሞች ሆይ ሁላችሁ አንድ ንግግር እንድንናገር በአንድ ልብና በአንድ ሐሳብ የተባበራችሁ እንድትሆኑ እንጂ መለያየት በመካከላችሁ እንዳይሆን በጌታ በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም እለምናችኋለሁ። ወንድሞቼ ሆይ በመካከላችሁ ክርክር እንዳለ ስለ እናንተም የቀሎጴ ቤተ ክርስቲያን አስታውቃኛለችና ይህንም እላችኋለሁ፣ እያንዳንዳችሁ እኔ ጳውሎስ ነኝ፣ እኔ የአጵሎስ ነኝ፣ እኔ ግን የኬፋ ነኝ፣ እኔስ የክርስቶስ ነኝ ትላላችሁ። ክርስቶስ ተከፍሏልን? ጳውሎስ ስለ እናንተ ተሰቀለን? ወይስ ጳውሎስ በጳውሎስ ስም ተጠመቃችሁን? በስሜ እንደተጠመቃችሁ ማንም እንዳይል ከቀርሜሎስ እና ከጋዮን በቀር ከእናንተ አንድ ስንኳ ስላላጠመቁ እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ። የአስጢፋኖስን ቤተ ክርስቲያን ሰዎች ደግሞ አጥምቄያለሁ፣ ጨምሬም እላለሁ። አጥምቄም እንደሆነ አላውቅም፣ ለማወቅም ክርስቶስ አላከኝምና ወንጌልን ልሰብክ እንጂ የክርስቶስ መስቀል ከንቱ እንዳይሆን በቃል ጥበብ አይደለም። የመስቀሉ ቃል ለሚጠፉት ሞኝነት፣ ለኛ ለምንድን ግን የእግዚአብሔር ኃይል ነውና። የጥበበኞችን ጥበብ አጠፋለሁ፣ ያስተዋዮችንም ማስተዋል እጥላለሁ ተብሎ ተጽፏልና። ጥበበኛ የት አለ? ጸሐፊስ የት አለ? የገዢ የዚች ዓለም መርማሪስ የት አለ? እግዚአብሔር የዚችን ዓለም ጥበብ ሞኝነት እንዲሆን አላደረገምን? በእግዚአብሔር ጥበብ ምክንያት ዓለም እግዚአብሔርን በጥበቧ ስላላወቀች በስብከት ሞኝነት የሚያምኑትን ሊያድን የእግዚአብሔር በጎ ፈቃድ ሆኗልና። መቼም አይሁድ ምልክትን ይለምናሉ፣ የግሪክ ሰዎችም ጥበብን ይሻሉ። እኛ ግን የተሰቀለው ክርስቶስን እንሰብካለን። ይህንም ለአይሁድ ማሰናከያ፣ ለአሕዛብ ሞኝነት ነው። ለተጠሩት ግን አይሁድ ቢሆኑ የግሪክ ሰዎችም ቢሆኑ የእግዚአብሔር ኃይልና የእግዚአብሔር ጥበብ የሆነው ክርስቶስ ነው። ከሰውም ይልቅ የእግዚአብሔርን ሞኝነት ይጠበባሉና የእግዚአብሔርም ድካም ከሰው ይልቅ ይበረታል።
So the problem in Corinth was not Peter, it wasn't Paul, and it wasn't Apollos. The problem was people not full of the Spirit making teaching a reason to divide. So the problem was not Peter or Paul or Apollos. See, not like nowadays we have TV, we could see if Peter and Paul and Apollos were around, we could see them on TV. You could see hear them on YouTube. They had no They'd never seen Paul, Peter, or Apollos for years.
Mm-hmm.
But they had teaching, which they called Peter's teaching, which they called Paul's teaching, mm-hmm. which they called Apollos' teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that to divide.
እነሱ ያዩት ነገር የለም፣ ግን የነሱን ትምህርት ነው የተቀበሉትና ለዛ ነው የተከፈሉት። እኔ ጳውሎስ፣ እኔ አጵሎስ፣ እኔ የኬፋ ብለው የተከፋፈሉት ትምህርታቸውን በመከተል እንጂ ያዩት ነገር የለም።
So teachers and shepherds are very dangerous.
አስተማሪዎችና እረኞች በጣም አደገኛ ናቸው።
Yeah, you know, just because we're not in the Spirit. If we're not in the Spirit, we will put a lot of emphasis, a lot of weight on teaching. Jesus does not. He says the church is built on apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Teachers don't show anywhere in the plan for the building of the house.
አስተማሪዎች ምንም ነገር የሚመሩን ነገር የለም። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ነው የሚመራን። የቤተክርስቲያን የሚመሰረተው በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ነው።
When the Holy Spirit fell in Wales in 1904, people received the Spirit, spoke with tongues, they were all together, they were all rejoicing and receiving the Spirit. But that did not last long.
የእግዚአብሔር ሰዎች በአንድ መንፈስ ሆነው መንፈስ ቅዱስን ተሞልተው በአንድ መንፈስ ስለሚሆኑ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስን የሚሞላሉ በአንድም ቋንቋ ይናገራሉ። የመንፈስ አንድነት ስላሉ
They all divided according to what teaching they would not let go.
በመካከላቸው መከፈል ካለ ምንት መበታተን ነው እንጂ የሚኖረው አንድ ላይ መጓዝ አይኖርም።
So we're all subject to teaching. We hear it, we read it, it's everywhere. But we have to go to our teacher, Jesus Christ.
ሁላችንም እንወነጀናለን፣ በምንሰማው ከሄድን እንኮነናለን። መስማት ያለብን አንዱ ኢየሱስ ነው።
Teaching is very important. But if it divides the body of Christ, it's not from Christ.
ትምህርት አስፈላጊ ነው፣ ግን የሚከፋፍለን ከሆነ ግን
Jesus talks a lot about the humble, the lowly. And he doesn't like clever words, but he likes humble and lowly.
ኢየሱስ ዝቅታና የዋህ መንፈስ ይወዳል። በውቀት የሚያስተምራውን አይደለም በየዋህነት የሚናገረው ነው የሚፈልገው።
Jesus said to his apostles, he said, you must not call any man father, you must not call any man rabbi, which is teacher, and you must not call any man leader, that he teaches.
Jesus said, you must not call any man rabbi, which is teacher.
But the people he was talking to were fathers, they were teachers, and they were leaders.
So which you may ask them to be abatochim nacho, astamariochim nacho may ask them. Then astamariuch likoch lin nacho, altafakar likachimusun.
Because as soon as we lose the reality of the Holy Spirit, we will start trusting in men's wisdom.
የእግዚአብሔር ከግዚያ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ከኛ በራቀ ቁጥር የሰዎችን ወደ መስማት እንሄዳለን።
So I would encourage us all to pray for the Holy Spirit on every one of us. And so that we not be led astray by outside teachings.
ጊዜ ሰጥተን ልንጸልይ ይገባናል። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ እንዲፈስልን። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ከሌለ ውጭ ያሉ አስተማሪዎቻችንን እንልከታለን።
The people who received the Spirit in Wales in 1904, they formed at least 6 different denominations within 10 years.
በዌልስ የነበረ እንትን ነበር ኃይለኛ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንቅስቃሴ ነበረ። ከዚያ በኋላ ግን እንትኑ መንፈሱ እንትን ብሎ ሰዎች ተበታትነው ተከፋፍለው ያሉ።
They all received the same Spirit, but instead of following the Spirit, they trusted the teachers with the reputation.
በዛን ጊዜ የወረደላቸውን መንፈስ ሳይሆን የተከተሉት የሰዎችን ትምህርት ተከትለው ዛሬ ግን ተበታትነው ነው ያሉት።
The same thing has happened in Ethiopia. The Holy Spirit has fallen,
yeah.
Marvelous work done. But in some places it will not be the same as in other places.
Yeah.
In some places people will follow education.
Yeah.
And the wisdom of clever words rather than depending on the Holy Spirit.
ኢትዮጵያም ላይ ይሄው መንፈስ ነው ነው ባንድ አካባቢ ላይ ያንን የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በሄደበት መንገድ እየተማሩ ነው ያሉ። ሌላ ቦታ ግን የሰውን ትምህርት እየተከተሉ ያሉ አሉ።
It's my brother who's born of the Spirit is following a man and is in a denomination as a result. He's still my brother.
ወንድም አለኝ የፍጋ ወንድም እሱ ግን እየተከተለ ያለው በፍጋ የፍጋ አስተማሪዎች ነው አሁንም እዛው ነው ያለው ለኔ ግን ወንድሜ ነው
but I don't have to go the same way he's going
ማለት እሱ በሄደበት መንገድ ግን አልሄድም እኔ አልሄድም
so I just share this so that we can be wise
understand
and not follow any man follow Jesus only he's the shepherd he gives us people to look after us oversee us but without the Holy Spirit we just become like any other denomination
ብልጥ እንድንሆን ነው ብልጥ ተባበኛ መሆን አለብን ኢየሱስን ተከትለን ሌላውን ላለመከተል ኢየሱስን ተከትለን ከሱ ጋር ለመጓዝ ብልጥኛ ተባበኛ
መሆን Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a teacher and we have the shepherd and he will never have a day off.
አስተማሪ አለ ንረኛ አለ ለዘላለም የማይተው
ፈጽሞ ከምን ፈይ